part of West Michigan United Way share their stories today. Let's talk about a cool way to volunteer and to get involved. Caitlin Kovalik, Volunteer Center Program Manager with the United Way. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Megan Zars, D.A. Blodge at St. John's Home, doing great things yourself. Good morning, Megan.
Good morning.
All right. Here we go. United Way has an exciting service project that is coming up. So let's talk about Fill the Cart, this collection drive.
Yeah, so Fill the Cart will go on all month long, and we'll be coordinating collection drives all across Kent County to collect much-needed items, including toiletries, cleaning supplies, children's activities, and infant care items.
Elephant in the room, why is there such a need for these items?
According to a collaborative statewide research project called ALICE, we know that 39% of working families in Kent County are struggling to meet their basic needs. These are families that are working hard but still falling short. They're 1 to 2 paychecks away from a significant financial crisis. So if their car breaks down, they have a medical or health issue, they have to really make tough choices. And we want to help them with some of those basic household items that could help ease that burden.
So here we are. It's called Fill the Cart. Who participates in the drives, and how do we get involved?
Individuals can participate on their own. Megan, for example, is organizing a drive with friends and family. But it's a really great opportunity to bring people together from your workplace, from a scout troop or youth group, National Honor Societies or churches. We really encourage anyone to participate.
And your website, I'm sure, has all this on it?
Yes. If you visit hwmuw.org, and then you can go to /fillthecart to find out more information on the event.
So let's talk about some of the collection drive themes, and I'm going to bring you in here in just a second, Megan, to talk.
So our spring cleaning kit is one of the themes that we have. We'd have bare necessities, baby shower, and give a child a smile. But the spring cleaning one is all about, those extra items like paper towels, window cleaner, basic household cleaners that when a family is transitioning from shelter to a more permanent housing situation, then they could use those extra things to help make themselves at home and create a really healthy and clean environment for their family.
So you're talking paper towels, maybe some glass cleaner, gloves, basic household
items. Exactly right.
Yeah. How about the baby shower theme?
That one can be really fun. We encourage groups to hold baby showers of their own within their office or at their church. And infant care items, diapers, you can spend up to $75 a month on disposable diapers. So if any help we can get with those kind of things, formula, baby wipes, those are high-need items at some of our local agencies.
And I like the last theme, give a child a smile.
That's right. So those are all developmental children activities, some school supplies. We're also looking for individually packaged snacks for some of our after-school programs. Lots of fun. Another one that can help some of our local youth programs.
And what happens then, Caitlin, when with the items collected?
So we're trying out something new this year. Our Young Leaders Society is going to gather at Vandermill Grand Rapids right on Ball Street, and we're going to be in their production space. So when we host our collection drives at the end of the month on March 22nd, we're going to go around in a big yellow school bus, thanks to Dean Transportation, and pick up all the collections. We're going to bring them to Vandermill, unload them, and our Young Leaders Society is invited to help us count and sort those items and repackage them to get sent out to the agencies and distributed in a really quick turnaround time.
Great. You've got to do the manual labor to make it happen.
That's right.
Megan Zars, one of the receiving agencies on behalf of the Heart of West Michigan United Way, D.A. Blodge at St. John's, to talk about what this drive means to you.
So D.A. Blodge at St. John's has been around since 1887. We have over 20 different services for children and families, including mentoring, foster care, residential care, and various counseling services. And this program through United Way is going to benefit many of our services, which is absolutely wonderful. Our residential campus, we get a lot of the bare necessities items, so all of our kids can have their own shampoos and conditioners, undergarments when they arrive. A lot of our kids come with nothing. And so we like to make sure that they have all their own, you know, brand new stuff. We also, in our foster care program, we provide care bags, and a lot of people are familiar with our care bag program, and these items are also great for that as well.
So perhaps your focus is on the Give a Child a Smile theme?
Absolutely. That is one of the kind of overlooked areas of donations that we receive. But we really like to focus on that, because a lot of our foster kids, they meet weekly with their bio parents, and they need activities to do. So a lot of these parents aren't really sure how to interact with their child, and having, you know, craft activities or even school supplies where they can work on, you know, their writing together or drawing and things like that really, really is impactful.
And this obviously matches the mission of D.A. Blodgett St. John's.
Absolutely. Yep. Our mission, you know, is just to create well-rounded, strong families in West Michigan. And being able to offer these items, as simple as they may seem, you know, shampoo, cleaning supplies, it really makes a big difference to all of our families that we serve.
Great. How do we find out more about you at D.A. Blodgett?
Yep, you can visit our website. It's dabsj.org, and you can learn all about us.
Caitlin, more on the benefit of doing such a drive, if you would.
Well, some collections like Fill the Cart are a great example where one person's donation combined with others can have a really large impact. We combine the efforts of many companies and organizations so numerous agencies can benefit, and that way we're really able to focus on specific issues in our community rather than individual agencies, because really we're all doing this work together. So United Way is all about uniting community resources, and that includes our companies who work closely with and volunteer to make these drives a success.
I'm sure as a volunteer center program manager, you're going to want to make sure we talk about, if one is interested in volunteering, how do we find out what is going on?
Yeah, well, we just launched a new website. So if you visit connect.hwmuw.org, you'll be taken to our volunteer management website. You can create a volunteer profile. You can register for volunteer opportunities all across Kent County. These are opportunities that may require some skills. We have board positions and grant writing positions, but we also have those that are really personal, mentor and tutor opportunities. Those, if you want to make a meal for a local agency, for one of their programs, there are a ton of opportunities, including those with D.A. Blodgett St. John's. And you can sign up, log your hours, create a volunteer resume, really manage your volunteer profile.
Great. Details one more time, Megan Zars, on behalf of how D.A. Blodgett St. John's Home is involved.
Yep, you can choose D.A. Blodgett St. John's to receive some of these items. You can visit our website, dabsj.org, or you can visit the United Way website.
Thanks for what you do as a partner with this opportunity, plus being a recipient of a receiving agency on behalf of the Heart of West Michigan United Way. Again, a reminder, when we give, it's services such as yours that reap the benefits. One more time, details on Fill the Cart, Caitlin.
Visit our website at hwmuw.org/fillthecart. We'll be running those through March 21st.
Great. Thanks for what you all do. Talk next month.
Thank you.